Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Jackie Nelson is joining us this morning. Jackie and her family live, in the Riverside School District. They live over between Oakland and Council Bluffs, and they are working through a process here this weekend where she's got friends and relatives who are really concerned and very loving about the family, and they are holding a benefit this weekend for Jackie and her husband's daughter, Hazel Grace Nelson, who's dealing with some congenital heart issues and some things that have popped up here ever since pretty much the day she was born here just a few months ago. I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Jackie, thank you for joining us this morning. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Hazel Grace Nelson. The light of your life comes into your life here earlier this summer, and almost immediately, instead of just sleeping the day away and enjoying what infants enjoy, she's a fighter right out of the gate.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with transposition of the great arteries at her 20-week ultrasound, so we knew that she was going to have open-heart surgery within the first week of her life. And when she was born, she was born blue, and she became even bluer, and we were prepared for that, and she kind of started crashing. So she was emergently rushed to Children's Hospital, and they did a procedure called the atrial septostomy, where they opened up an area in the top of her heart to allow the blue and the blood, red blood, to mix properly, because with transposition of the great arteries, the blood goes from the heart to the lungs and back to the heart, and it keeps rotating that way and doesn't get released into the body. And so they go in and do a procedure where they switch the aortic and pulmonary artery, because they're transposed, so they correct them. So the blood goes to the lungs, and then once it gets back to the heart, it then goes back to the body. So she had that at 3 days of age, and she did great in surgery. She came out extubated and on very low oxygen. And then on the fourth day of life, they tried to give her a feed by bottle, and she aspirated. So she kind of crashed, and so they did an echo to see what was going on, and they noted that she had some high pressures in her lungs, which they thought initially was from the aspiration, but they never resolved themselves. And so she was given the title of pulmonary arterial hypertension, and about 6 weeks after her original surgery, she had a heart cath, and it did confirm that she does have this pulmonary hypertension. And she had been on a drug called sildenafil for the pulmonary hypertension, to see if that would help it, and it wasn't helping it enough. And her pressures were still high, so she is now currently on a second medication, and we're hoping for some good results from that. So, yep, she come out fighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you have a terrific medical team between doctors, specialists, nurses, all those folks that are helping to care, daily caretakers that are working with Hazel as well. Long term, everybody's still very positive about the possibilities there.
Yeah, right now, one of the main things for Hazel is good nutrition, good growth, because new lung segments mean, good growth means new lung segments. And so that can be a positive thing with pulmonary hypertension, although her case is so rare. People with congenital heart diseases, only about 1% of them have transposition, and of the kids with transposition like Hazel, only about 0.02 or 0.03% have pulmonary hypertension. So it's really rare. There's a lot of new medications out that they didn't have years prior, when these children, didn't have good outcomes at all. And so they're hoping, because of some of these new drugs, that we could have some good outcomes, but it's just really, you know, it's just they don't know because she's so rare. So they're kind of, I guess, flying by the seat of their pants. You know, they're going to try this, and if that don't work, they're going to try this. They're trying to be aggressive with her therapies, though, from the get-go to make sure that we can get the best results for her.
That's incredible.
Since it is a progressive disease.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, before we started visiting here on the air, Jackie and I had a little bit of a visit to try to kind of catch up on how things are going and all. And Jackie and her husband both work. You also have some land and things that you tend to. You have two young boys that also need some love and assistance and nurturing. You have a lot going on in your lives, and I kept expecting to hear you complain at some point, you know, or express some frustration, but you don't. How do you keep moving in such a positive direction?
Well, I just, you know, I feel like the most positive we can be, the most normalcy we can have in our lives will be positive for Hazel. And I enjoy being busy. My husband enjoys being busy. You know, we actually, you know, sometimes I feel like we go to work to take a break because our life at home is so busy with kids and horses and cattle. But it's a wonderful thing that we're able to give our kids, you know, to live on the farm. And so I feel like having all that is a blessing. And I hope that someday Hazel can, you know, be helping with chores and doing all the same things that her little brothers are doing right now. So,
and realize how many people care, because you've got a lot of friends and a lot of family that are stepping up and are really behind you on this.
We are so blessed. I don't think we could ask for better family and friend support than what we have. I don't know if other people have the support that we have, but no matter what it's been in our life, I mean, we even had a tornado go through our place 3 years ago. Our friends and family have just always been there for us. They've just been right there to, you know, lend a helping hand, and we try to return the same, you know, to them as well.
Well, as often happens when situations like this arise, community tries to step up and be very supportive. And I know your friends and family are working on a benefit this weekend, and they largely are the ones kind of carrying the water on this. You guys have enough to take care of, but something coming up this weekend for folks to enjoy at the Carson Rodeo Grounds there in Carson. Tonight, on Friday, there's going to be a street dance with just a small entry fee to come on out and enjoy. There'll also be a live auction going on that night, too, so folks can enjoy. The street dance, by the way, from 7 p.m. until 12 a.m., until midnight. And then on Saturday, October 21st, they're just going to have some fun, going to have some different types of rodeo-style events for all ages to come on out. There'll be some T-shirts helping support the effort as well. There'll be concessions available there. Register at 9 in the morning. They'll start it at 10 o'clock. They've got something for everybody, kids, adults, all kinds of things going on. There'll be prizes, different events that folks can enjoy. Lots of stuff happening there. I know when these types of things come up, sometimes you're a little reluctant to accept a lot of help. You don't want to sometimes pull other people into the issues that you have to deal with day to day, but it sure is nice to have a good support system, isn't it?
It really is, and I guess we're not ones to ever ask for help, even just like little things like to ask someone to watch the kids at night. I mean, we just kind of go with the flow, and so this has just been really great that people have offered to do this and just be supportive of us during the hospital time. They were bringing meals to our families, taking the boys to the zoo, just trying to keep things normal for them. And it's been overwhelming, the amount of support that we've received from everybody.
Is that what's most important to you right now? Obviously, there are a lot of expenses involved in something like this, but is this emotional support that's there, is that more important than the financial support?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't know what we could do without, you know, everyone who's just been there to listen to us talk if we need to talk, or do our chores if we're in the hospital, or, you know, cook for us if we're in between appointments. It's just been that kind of thing, and just having the friends there who really care about her is wonderful. I mean, people come up and to our place, we're like all a big family. Even our friends are like family, and you know, we cook out and everybody brings meals, and this is just the way it is all the time. So for us, we are just blessed to have friends like that and be able to share our daughter with them and our kids as well, our other boys as well. I mean, you don't always get that, I guess. You don't always get that support, so we're really lucky.
Absolutely. I see there's also, they've started a Red Basket Foundation fundraiser that folks can find online, redbasket.org, and that's a place also you can donate. There's a Facebook page also. If you just go to Facebook and look for Heart of Hazel, you will find more information there as well, and probably be kept up on the progress as you move forward, right?
Yes, the Heart of Hazel page is something that my family put together, and if you're searching on Facebook for Heart of Hazel, it's Heart of Hazel altogether. If you're looking in your search box, it's Heart of Hazel altogether.
All right, very good.
The whole word is together.
And folks can find out more, and if they choose to donate to the effort as well, that's all the more exciting, too, that folks would want to be able to support in that way. Well, Jackie, I know there's so much more we could talk about. I know there's so many things that you're working through right now, and we really wish you and your family the very best, and, of course, to little Hazel Grace Nelson, we hope the treatments work out well, and keep us updated on how things go, would you?
Will do. Thank you so much.